on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
So glad you took time to join us on ABQ Connect. And you know, most Fridays we have a chance to catch up with someone, often Glenn Stanton from The Daily Citizen. TheDailyCitizen.org, by the way, is the website. Joining us today, though, in lieu of Glenn, always happy to have Zach Mettler with us. Zachary Mettler, a writer and issues analyst with Focus on the Family and The Daily Citizen. Zach, welcome back into ABQ Connect.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me back on. It's always good to talk with you, and it's always good to be Plan B for when Glenn is gone. So always happy to be here.
well, we greatly appreciate the content you provide, and a regular contributor, as I mentioned, to The Daily Citizen. We encourage our listeners, when you go there, you know, you want to hear from these guys that we talk to regularly on the search right at the top of the, close to the top of the website for The Daily Citizen. Just put in Zachary Mettler or just Mettler. You'll find his content along with the searching for Glenn as well. But always a great content. And yeah, I know that Glenn and I have talked often on the topic of, you know, the transgender agenda here in the United States. And, you know, not only do we see organizations and groups, you know, supporting these kind of ideologies that, you know, I mean, quite honestly, it's much of it is just crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, now we see it leaking into the WNBA and some, I'm sorry to chuckle, but there's some people who have contrary ideas to those that would support the ideology I mentioned that the some of the WNBA, those involved with it, are supporting. But people that are kind of pushing back and poking the bear, what's going on, Zach?
Yeah, that's a good lead into this. Of, you know, we have the WNBA, especially their players' unions over the past several years, has been extremely vocal and outspoken in support of men participating with women's sports. And again, this is the official union for the Women's National Basketball Association, and you have this league and many of their players and coaches who have been very strong in emphasizing equity, diversity, and inclusion, including, you know, advocating for males to be able to participate in girls' sports and girls' athletics. And, you know, for the Players Association, they came out several years ago and said that they were going to fight, this is a quote, fight for trans youth across the country. Banning trans kids from sports ostracizes them from a fundamental part of growing up and a lifeline to feel welcome and a part of their community. So you have this organization of women, made up entirely of women, that has been very extremely vocal in advocating for so-called transgender rights. And there's a couple guys who've had a genius idea. And, you know, every once in a while you see something and you're like, man, why didn't I think of that? And this is my experience in that. You have two former NBA players. One is Enes Kanter Freedom. He's an anti-communism advocate. Who was raised in Turkey and has been very vocal in speaking out for human rights. He was a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was known. He played around a decade in the NBA. He would wear freedom shoes, so spotlighting different groups, people groups around the world that have been really targeted by communism. And so he's a good conservative guy. You also have Royce White, another former NBA player. And these guys have recently said that they are officially announcing their intention to run and participate in the WNBA's 2027 draft. And so these are, you know, two very obviously masculine men. They're not, you know, gender confused in any way, but they're saying, you know, if the NBA, the WNBA is saying that anybody can participate, any male who claims to be female can participate with no objective criteria, all you got to do is say that you're a woman, and now suddenly you're a woman and everybody has to treat you as such. Well, we're gonna include ourselves in that category, and we're gonna run for the WNBA draft next year. And so this is a kind of a great thing where they're putting the WNBA really in the spotlight of saying, "Hey, are you gonna follow your rules and allow anybody to participate? That's what you've been saying. Are you really gonna stand behind that, or are you gonna actually acknowledge what you really know, what we all know, what a woman is, and really not allow us to participate. So really, the WNBA has a choice before them, and we'll see which way they go, whether they come back towards the realm of sanity and common sense, or whether they're going to stay on the path of confusion and being, you know, very vague and not honest with themselves, knowing what a woman is.
Yeah, and I'm going to paraphrase what I saw Royce White respond to someone. You know, they asked him, "So you're saying you're a woman?" He says, "Well, I you know, I'm a woman when it comes to professional basketball." it's very tongue in cheek, and you know, listen, I'm sure neither of these guys, Freedom or White, believe they are women. As you mentioned,
of course,
they are just you know, like the article says, they're calling the bluff of the WNBA. That, you know, it's been getting a lot of well, I guess it depends on which side of some of these controversies you are. You know, they're allowing, you know, some of the players from the Indiana team, right, to essentially be abused on the court. And that includes not only the players and the coaches from the other teams, but even some of the officials I've seen. I mean, it's just, boy, if the battle, for the, for ideologies is happening anywhere visibly, man, more in the, maybe in the WNBA than anywhere, right now. But it's, I will say this, the good part about that is it's creating conversations and opportunities for you, Zach, to really, you know, put it to pen and paper and let people see the craziness that's going on. I don't know. Is there any encouragement for the listener or call to action? I guess I'm going to throw it back to you for that question. But before I do, you know, when it comes to all of these things, we see it in our legislative parts of our nation, not only on a federal level, but on a state level, and we're heading to November. You can show your distaste for the ideologies that are just crazy by being aware of the people that you're putting in positions, whether it's in the legislature or quite honestly, you know, who is overseeing the activities your kids are involved with, but just involvement in always in the public square as the body of Christ. I think it's something that we're called to do. So I would encourage you, please be registered to vote, please vote, and please be aware of what's happening in your schools. There's a Focus on the Family resource available in our Action Center at klyt.fm when it comes to the kids going back to school, and how involved the parents should be. There's just so many ways that we all really need to engage, Zach. And not only would you agree, but anything to add?
Yeah, I was speaking with somebody yesterday, and just, you know, kind of tongue in cheek again, they informed me that if you, the average player, I believe, plays around 40 games per year for the WNBA and earns about $400,000. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll follow in Freedom and Royce White's example. I could be a woman for purposes of basketball to make $400,000 for the next year. So I'm kind of considering that, and maybe you can too. So
I didn't know you had that game.
Well, you know what? I can probably play a little basketball for $400,000. So I can practice and get prepared for that. But no, I think especially for this topic, you know, it really does show kind of just the emptiness that gender ideology proposes. You know, as a Christian, we're called to speak the truth in love, and sometimes, you know, that can involve showing just how crazy the craziness is. And I think that's exactly what we see here from Freedom and White, is saying, you know what, if you're going to act like you don't know what a woman is, then I'll play along exactly with what you're saying. And so I give them total kudos for doing that. And I do think the league is feeling a little bit of pressure. They actually met yesterday, I believe, all the presidents and general managers of the teams met to kind of talk about this topic, because it's been growing in importance, growing in the attention that they've been getting. We have, especially with Sophie Cunningham making the comments that she's been making about standing up for young girls in a locker room, young girls who shouldn't have to be able to compete against biological men. Well, these managers met yesterday, and they once again said that they are not going to rule out male participation. They did not reach a definitive conclusion here, and they denounced what they called bad faith efforts to use these topics to demean or marginalize others. So I thought that was a very interesting development here. After all this pressure, they're still refusing to acknowledge what we all know, and that is women and men are different, and they're not changeable, and they're not interchangeable. And so I do, they said that they'd continue to talk about this topic, and I hope that they come back to a common sense perspective on this, something that we all know. If they don't, next year, I think there might be some women in the WNBA who are going to be competing against the 6'10" Enos Freedom and the 6'8" Royce White. So that might be an interesting thing to watch for next year, unless the WNBA decides that they actually do know what a woman is.
Yeah, that might be appointment TV. And as you mentioned, Sophie her stance, I can see her pointing now, Zach, and hopefully maybe even pointing people to thedailycitizen.org to find the article by Zachary Mettler. Zach, thanks for your time, and look forward to having you back on again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.